Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Brachin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Brachin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jakuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jakuki. And now, play ball. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller strikes out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Hopp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin strikes out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hop strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gutteridge can't make a play. That's a base hit. Littwiller moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Littwiller scores. Musial moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Musial scores. Cooper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Haworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollingsworth for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive towards the mound. Burchin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski strikes out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Marion reaches second base with a double. Sanders goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic throws the ball into Gutteridge, who tags Littwiller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Musial reaches second base with a double. Hop moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper is walked intentionally. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurowski hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marion strikes out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-3 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Burchin moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cardinals. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Krivic throws the ball into Mancuso, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Mancuso moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.